We need more laser beams. Truth.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Friday Breakfast Blend, suckers.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Field and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Go check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got robbed, man.
Nah.
got hurt bad.
What just happened? What the hell?
What's going on? Free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand Master Flash and the Furious Five.
Grand Master Flash, is that a gang?
No.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you up now. Shut up.
Officer,
what's the problem?
Ain't no, you the problem.
Yes, you the problem.
Yo, you ain't got to push
me, man. Get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car. I said get in the car.
We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. You know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like really rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I give in into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties.
Oh, that's too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters. They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
Sure, I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well, gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food. But I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prenas.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I got to drive.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Thank you.
WRERLP 97.3. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. We're going to keep it going here. That was Gang of Four. And we're going to keep it going with a little Armageddon. Just for the fun of it, eh?
Yeah. want you to get together. I want you to get together. I want you to get together. Put your hands together one time. I want you to get together. 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 I want you to get together.
want you to get together. I want you to get together. I want you to get together. I want you to get together. Put your hands together one time. I want you to get together.
I know. I like that song. So what? It's a good one. Crash Course in Science, It Cost to Be Austere. From a nice little German pressing plant or whatever. It cost me a sweet penny. Not that sweet a penny, I guess. But, you know, you get their whole collection for like 50 bucks or something. So it was pretty cool. Anyway, that's Crash Course in Science and It Cost to Be Austere. And then before that was Saint Germain from the Tourist album and Rose Rouge. And actually, they it's been reissued on Blue Note again in like some super set. So I have the old version, so I'm sure there's some remastering and some outtakes and extended editions there. And then we heard the band Armageddon do Last Stand Before from their self-titled only album, 1974, I think. And then Gang of Four was in there, To Hell with Poverty from Another Day, Another Dollar EP. And Black Coffee, Peggy Lee from the Black Coffee album. And then we started with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with The Message. Welcome to the Friday Breakfast Blend. Yeah, I'm finally talking. It's 6:36. Everyone is invited to attend the 26th annual Court End Christmas this Sunday, December 9th from noon until 5 p.m. 9 historic downtown sites, including the Valentine Richmond History Center, John Marshall House, Museum of the Confederacy, Monumental Church, and more, are hosting a free holiday open house featuring guided tours, living history and reenactments, gift shop discounts, children's activities, refreshments, carriage rides, music, and special guest appearances. This event is free and open to the public with a complimentary shuttle between sites. You can visit courtendchristmas.com for more info. Christmas on MacArthur is tomorrow, too. By the way, it's on MacArthur. And some of your favorite breakfast blend people. Well, all breakfast blenders are your favorite. We know that. But Tuesdays, Anna G and I will be DJing crazy, kooky Christmas songs during that event. And that's from noon to 3 tomorrow. Just throwing that out there, whatever. You know, WRER, representing and all that. You know how we do. Yeah. You can go to the website, WRER.org. And check it out, the playlist, that is, not other random things I've been talking about. All right, I'll shut up. Let's do the blank page. Let's follow. Thank you.
think I know everything. Love the city of Townsville and everyone in it. I whip and smile and walk on by. They might not tell my life is a lie. Between the evil geniuses and thieving cops, take a pop of girl to make them stop. Pink gold is full of power, puffs, bubbles, glass and wet buttercup. Make it easy to do my jokes. Can't look at your government. Does this balance? Since he's in his harvest, working, he's fast asleep on his desk, dreaming, dreaming this. From the city once in a while, but how'd I know I'd end up in charge of all these people? But from the city once in a while, this folks think I know everything. City of Townsville and everyone in it. Oh, wave that smile and walk on by. They might not tell my life is a lie. Between the evil geniuses and sleeping cops, take a pop of girl to make them stop. Thank goodness for the power of bubble gas and wet buttercup. Make it easy to do my joke. Can't walk in your car with the same scrap. Bapadilla finger chew, scabula bibula ribilla hitchino wepad achoo, dingle dangle mingle mangle shingle shangle ingle angle tosa tessimo samessa rosa resa bosa besa. Dip dap dap apple pip pap cattle heddle the big black bug bit the big black bear and made the big black bear bleed. Shooby Taylor go peep 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 peep.
Mojo Jojo continues to lay waste to their town. The girls swoop in to stop this psychotic simian.
All right, Mojerk, how'd you like a taste of buttercup?
Somebody help me, please. As I can be, and I don't know what my life is coming to. Now they say that I shot a man. Well, I never shot, I ran, and that was my first mistake, I'm telling you. Some fella under oath said I did it, and they believed his story, not mine. Ah, it's cold in the Hutchinson jail. It's cold in the Hutchinson jail. Well, it's cold, 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 cold. It's cold in the Hutchinson jail. There's snow all over the ground. There ain't one
what's going on? I'm talking on the radio right now. Oh my God. Ooh. All right. So we're here. I'm going to go ahead and put you on that one right there. So you talk right there. Can you talk?
Hello, hello.
Hey. Okay. So somebody rang the doorbell just a few minutes ago and I was like, what's going on? And then some lady came in here and I'm like, who's this lady? I was like, she must work for the station. And she doesn't. She's one of the River City Roller Girls and I forgot that they were coming in today. So special treat for you guys. What's your derby name?
Good morning, Phil. How are you? Good. My name is Frankie Phoenix.
Frankie Phoenix. So Frankie Phoenix and Orangina, I believe, is going to come in here and they're going to chat us up about, you have about this weekend?
We have about on Saturday, December 8th.
Okay.
It's called Seasons Beatings, and we're going to talk about it in just a little bit.
Awesome. So stay tuned for that. This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And this is the Friday Breakfast Blend, suckers. You know that? Dang, I don't have to tell you. You know. Breakfast Blend, Friday, connect them. Yeah, just like the dots, baby. All right.
What did I play?
Oh, I played some music earlier. I don't know if you heard it. Nancy Sinatra was in there. Hutchison Jail from the Nancy in London album. And I played Optagonally Yours from the Powerpuff Girls Heroes and Villains CD, and that was the song Walking to Chew Gum, and I'm going to send that one to Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi!
Yeah. 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 Can you make a noise? Just anything. See? It's like that up here on Friday. Damn it. All right, then we had I, Brain Eater. And Modern Man, Little Ones, Parts and Labor, and Sue Fala start off with the blank page. We're going to get going here. And just remember that I decide all. And this is the band Joy Stax.
I wanna make a deal with you, girl. Be recognized round the world. I'm a superstar. Rockita, oh Rockita, I love you, you love me. I'm a Rockita fan in a rock and roll band. I'm a Rockita fan in a rock and roll band. I say no, you say yes, everybody keeps on saying yes. Hey, hey.
Yeah, the pancake straight from China. Oh my God, it's so awesome. So River City Roller Girls are coming in here any second now. Oh my God, come on in, guys. That's pretty hilarious. You guys know the rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Especially Orangina, you know the rules, right?
I know the rules. So, does that mean I have to follow the rules?
Yes, here you do. Let me back, whatever they call that thing. That was Rock Guitar by the Pancakes. Sleigh Bells did song number three. You know what? If you're a good band, an indie band on mom pop label, you might want to list the names of the songs on the back of the CD
you
or
are
somewhere.
So smart, Phil.
I just think that that's probably
idea.
Helpful.
The names of the songs
on there. So thanks to that, it's number three.
Number three.
Number three. And then the Cougars was in there. And who's got the sniff? Two hands good. I'm talking two hands good.
I see your eyes.
That's good. I don't know what that means. Then Non-Alignment Pact by, how do you say it? Paraubu?
That's perfect.
Is it?
I love that you're asking me.
What, you don't know?
I do know.
I thought you were
right.
Hip Paraubu. To the scene. I thought you were hip to the scene.
Maybe once upon a time.
And that is a once upon a time kind of song.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there you go. And that one goes to Janet. Again, Janet gets double out twos. Yo, if you're still listening. Well, she's commenting, so it's cool. Jenny is feeling bad.
Poor Jenny.
Well, that's a Juicy Fruits cover, a Japanese band. Another Japanese band called Mummy the Peep Show actually covered that one. And then we had Motorbike Girl from by Feed Time. And we started with Joy Stacks.
I love that.
And I Decide All. So in case you haven't guessed yet, there's a bunch of awesome women here this evening or this morning. Yep.
Good
see,
morning.
Why don't you guys, actually you guys, why don't we start with you? You already said your name, but you can say it again. So who's here?
Good morning. It's Frankie Phoenix again, and I'm here with Lucifer Ball.
Sorry.
Lenore Quicksilver.
Hey now.
Orangina.
All right. And what did you guys just do?
We were recording something for the Rainbow Mint.
Because Judd's in here. I think that's hilarious. You know what's really cool? It's like, I think this is the most River City Roller Girl per capita we've had in the studio at one time. So this is like a big old Christmas present for me right now. I'm just letting you know that. And no, you guys, you know. You
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Or Chanukah.
Chanukah.
Yeah. Or Festivus.
You're going to chihuahua for your Chanukah.
And you guys are here because you have a beating tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, what is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is our 7th annual Seasons Beatings.
Hot damn! Okay.
It's our annual charity invitational bout.
Okay, and what's that mean?
Well, we invite leagues from all around the country, actually. We have somebody coming as far away as Texas, although most are from Virginia and North Carolina and other surrounding leagues.
And so how many bouts do you have for that? Two? Three?
14.
What?
Yes. It's 14. They're 30 minutes each. Instead of a normal bout's an hour long, these are 30-minute challenge bouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have awesome holiday themes like rum cakes versus fruit cake, you know, rum balls versus fruit case.
There is pie versus cake.
Yes. There's the Glamazons, the tall skaters versus the Napoleons, the short skaters.
I like to call them the Napoleonites.
We have a Star Wars versus Star Trek.
What?
For all you
that is
nerds
awesome.
Out there.
Oh, I just dorked out real quick. That's awesome.
We also have our traditional refs versus skaters bout, and that's a very good one to watch.
What's that one?
It's the refs versus the skaters.
Oh,
so the
my
referees
gosh.
Finally get a chance to come in and play.
Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious.
Yeah. Do they wear their ref outfits?
Yes.
Who refs that?
Me.
Do you really?
No.
It's just kind of like
all those refs that are afraid to come out and play. They stay reffing.
Are you telling me that it's kind of a little bit like Mad Max or something when it comes down to that one a little bit, maybe?
A little.
What do you mean Mad Max?
Maxine? I don't know. Like it's like post-apocalyptic.
Maxine Pad.
So what time is it? Where is the event? It's at the, is it the Richmond Convention Center again?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, and mm-hmm. it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., so it's 12
wow.
hours of derby.
That's a lot of roller skates.
So at 10 a.m., first whistle, the Glamazons are going to trump the Napoleonites, captained by Orangina. Mm-hmm.
And I happen to be the captain of the Napoleons, and I say, don't underestimate us.
That's really good, you know, and what's really good about that is I just hope it goes the distance of some hot tall ladies and some hot short ladies on a track beating each other senseless. No, yep. Just kidding. Scoring points. How about that one?
Yes.
So do you guys do more than one bout tomorrow? I mean, for example, do you do more than just...
So all of our skaters who've registered... Mm-hmm. get three bouts, at least three bouts, more if they're ready and willing and somebody else bows out. There's over 150 skaters registered, we're going to have a good time.
This is y'all's like big event, right?
Yes.
And seven, right?
It's our seventh one.
What's the benefit for? What's the beneficiary this time around?
We're still benefiting. We have a charity that we choose for every year. Mm-hmm. Our charity this year is Feed More, mm-hmm. which is a combination of the Central Virginia Food Bank, mm-hmm. The Community Kitchen, and Meals on Wheels. And their goal, their mission is that no may go hungry.
Yeah.
And so their goal is to fight hunger in the Richmond area. So they serve Richmond and surrounding areas. And so that's who our charity is, and that's who we'll be making money
That's
for.
Pretty incredible that you guys are able to get as many different teams from around the country, we'll just say, to come here to help out locally.
Yes.
You know, do you guys kind of reciprocate by going to some of their benefits as well? Or
yes, we
or
do.
Do you? That's really mm-hmm. cool. And particularly this time of year when, you know, people are you know, it's cold and well, it's supposed to be cold. But did you know that the Earth is spinning faster since the earthquake in Japan?
No.
Did you know that? I'm dorking out
you
again.
You know everything Japan.
I'm a Japanoid, I guess you could say, but not really. So anyway, when the earthquake happened. It wobbled the axis of the Earth a little bit, and so now it's trying to realign itself. So or you know magnetically, so it's spinning just a fraction of a second faster. Seriously,
what's that going to do to leap year?
It's going to screw it up. So if your birthday is on a leap year, you are not born anymore, and then you just disappear. It's really weird. Nature's a weird thing, you know. So Seasons Beatings, what time? Okay, starts from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 10 p.m.
Yes.
And we're not going to say the name of the price, but it's affordable if it's something. And it goes to the locally Richmond food groups, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. Do you guys have any giveaways or anything? We'll call or what?
We can do a pair of tickets.
Okay. Yeah. One pair of tickets? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Do you guys want to hear some crazy Christmas songs?
Yes.
Do you want to hear James Brown being a little loaded on a song?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
I love this one.
Okay. Okay, so while we're listening to Holiday Cheer on the wine, we're going to, first person to call 649 9737 will not only get to talk to a roller girl, but also win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's bout. This is a day event. So if you're just sitting around and going, man, I don't want to go to a shopping mall again and buy stuff for people. I want to sit around and watch roller girls. Then you're going to need to call 649-9737, and it'll be happening for you. It'll be magical. 649-9737. First person to call gets a pair of tickets. We're going to listen to James Brown, Reindeer on the Rooftop.
Be on Christmas morning and have a ball, you understand? But then you hear things that blow you away. So I walked on the outside, I heard this noise, you know. I walked on the outside, and I looked up. Man, Santa was laying back, grooving.
That's when the princess started.
I wonder why Santa wasn't working. I know he'd been there a long time. Well, I think Rudolph had some wine, and he didn't want to leave you on time. But man, it was a little groove because I saw Dasher get down. You know, Dasher do a mean snake too. Mind me of Danny Ray when he's throwing his cake. Cold-blooded, my mom. Now tell me what you saw, mom, because you told me you was in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, while we were standing out there, I saw Rudolph getting into his thing a little bit, too.
Well, Rudolph was full of wine, man.
Yeah, but the thing he was doing was whining, though. You know what I mean?
Oh! I know that cat do that, man.
Yes, sir. You know, all he needed was a little bit of wine to get his thing on, you know?
I see what you're saying, you know. But you know what? I should call Tommy Ray, but she's not around here. If she was around here, we could talk about that. But I tell you know, because Tommy Ray was telling me about those reindeers coming out doing some of them crazy dances and things, but I know RJ could tell you the truth about it.
Oh, yeah, I believe RJ really know what's happening.
You think Tony Howard know what we're talking about?
I believe Tony Howard know what's happening, too.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I tell you what we should do, man. After this set, we should go on out to Studio South and cut us some sides.
Well, let's do that, man.
I enjoy myself doing that, you know?
Oh, man, it's much love and much beat over that studio.
That's what, hey, man, I get down over there.
And plus, you in the house.
I like to be hiding, you know, I'm back there. That's what
right.
It is, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. But look at that! My main man. My main man. My main man.
Yeah.
My main man.
Uh-huh.
My main man.
Uh-huh.
My main man.
Yeah.
James Brown.
That's Brother Brown.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and all the people that gathered together here today, understand, now, on the rooftop, I mean, this is not where you do a show, but everybody's happy. Santa got down.
That's right.
Rudolph got down.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know if it was Carlin Brown, but somebody got funky. I believe it was Dasher.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that was after Dasher picked up your new tape, you know?
Oh, Dasher got the tape.
Santa was bumping your CD, Mr.
Brown. Peace in the world, peace in the world. Don't get in my thing. look here. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, and I'm glad that everybody's involved. Monk, look here.
What's that?
A little evergreen. If you hear a little bit of evergreen right there, I want to hear a little evergreen right there. Can you just make it?
Right here?
Yeah, right there.
All right.
I thought you said that you love me. Man, Monk! Monk, I thought you was drunk. Monk, you sure sound good.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, I got to sound good when I get around you, my brother.
Well, you sound good anytime, you know. That's that record, Monk. You know what? Man, you've been holding back on that record. Every time I go out to Studio South, I hear that record. It's got to come out this year, right away.
This year?
Got to come out.
All right.
Got to bring it out now.
That's right.
Got to bring it out. If it's not already out, you better check your archives. Man.
So, if you stay in the basement, you'll never fall out the window. That's what my mama always said.
Sorry, I messed it up. You have to hear Bootsy talk about Christmas.
I remember when I was a little boy, me and my sister was always excited about Christmas. My older brother Catfish, he seemed to never be excited about Christmas or nothing else too much, for some strange reason. But my sister and I was all the way over the top. Every year was Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I wanted me a Lionel train. Yeah. Then as time went on, I began to hang around the wrong crowd, so to speak. But I felt it was the right crowd for me. They began to tell me, oh, there ain't no Santa. Then they took it a step further and said, well, how is he gonna get in your house and you living in the ghetto with no fireplace? What kind of chimney is he gonna come down? I said,
must be coming through the window.
So, if you stay in the basement, you'll never fall out the window. That's what my mama always said.
God bless her soul.
So I changed Santa's name to protect the innocent.
You know we're all guilty.
Now I call him the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And Lord of Lords.
Preach.
And oh yeah, I do believe.
In folk with rust.
Yeah.
Because having faith is not an option. You know we must. Believe that.
Silent night. It's a holy night. Yeah, because all is calm. And all is bright. Looking good, baby. Round yonder, virgin mother, then child. It's holy. Holy and fine.
All right, that's Bootsy in the background. He's going to keep us going with Silent Night. And we heard Reindeer on the Rooftop by James Brown.
Beautiful.
I know. Lovely. That's one of my favorite holiday crazy train wreck songs. It's almost, well, we'll get more. You're going to get on the inside track there?
All right, I get on the inside line. I feel better over
okay,
here.
Okay, so nobody has called yet, so the tickets are still available. It's 649-9737. If you're on the bus or something, go ahead and talk to that cell phone of yours. 6499737. What?
It's giving me good information that we didn't have, my friend.
What?
Huh? My cell phone.
Oh. You can't call yourself because you're going to be there.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. And you're going to be like starting it off like, yeah, okay. So, you guys are also having this. It's not only just like skating and bouts. How many bouts are going to be total?
14.
Oh my God. That's a lot of skating. That's a lot of wheels on tracks and a lot of hip shaking. Oh,
yes, yeah. It is.
And you're also, speaking of hip shaking, you're going to have a couple of bands there, right?
Yeah, two bands.
No, it's actually one band.
Playing twice.
Or three times.
Yeah.
It's called the Back Porch Ornament.
Is that the name of the band?
That's the name. That's what my phone said.
Okay, so that should be riveting.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, so it's like it's at the convention center. I know they have a concession there, and the band's going to be playing. And there's also a raffle.
Yes.
And what is one of the prizes for the raffle that you got? You were telling me.
We have a special raffle. Our derby girl's been working very hard. We made a roller derby quilt.
That's awesome.
There's 16 squares on it. So 16 of our skaters made a quilt square.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
What kind of stuff is on the quilt that would, like, is it roller derby related?
There's a picture of it on the website.
Okay. What's the website?
RiverCityRollerGirls.org.
Okay.
And if you click on Seasons Beatings information, that'll take you to our Seasons Beatings page, which will take you to a picture of our quilt. But yes, the squares, there's one that's just River City Roller Girls. There's an Orangina square.
Did you do that yourself?
Imagine that.
My quilt square.
So how do you fold it?
Very carefully. Yeah, okay. It's a little triangle. It's the shape of a pie.
Okay. So there's a pie. There's an Orangina square. And what else?
Mine has a flaming wheel on it.
That's awesome.
There's an embroidered roller skate. There's several with roller skates. I believe there's a roller derby Darwin fish on one of them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at it right now. It's on the website.
Profile of the girl.
Yeah,
and you could see some of them are kind of the traditional River City Roller Girl stuff that you'd see, like y'all's logo, and and Orangina's logo.
I believe there's also representation from our two teams, so the Uncivil Warriors and the Poe's Punishers. They're both on there.
So how do you guys, I mean, this is kind of a side note, but it's, so you guys have a lot of different kind of images, like Uncivil Warriors. I'm looking kind of at a good cartoon or a graphic image. How do you guys know a lot of artists that kind of are willing to do stuff like that, or some of you in the crew drawers yourselves and stuff like that?
Over the years, we have recruited a lot of different people who've been willing to share their talent.
Yes.
Stuff like our bout posters
are
often created by someone inside or outside the league. Okay. Either it's a photograph by somebody or a piece of art created by somebody else.
I really do, and this is totally off subject, but I do like the idea that the posters and stuff that you get from these guys, because dealing with some of them myself, it's like, oh my gosh, we got Barf to do something one time and things like that. So it's just always good to kind of see some local flavor in the art as well. And I just don't even know what else to talk about.
There's a ton of talent out here.
There's a ton of talent.
River City.
And
on and off wheels.
Hey. So tomorrow night, or tomorrow day, it's all day. You know what it is? It's a festival of Derby.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Seasons, beatings, and a festival of Derby.
You can swing by the festival of LIGHTS on your way over. Except for it'll be light outside, so that's a bad idea.
the price of the ticket gets cheaper after 3, correct?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes,
so. Just to keep that in mind. But, you know, if you call right now, you can get a pair free. And I'm talking about tickets here.
And you can come anytime you want.
And you can come anytime you want. But you have to call 649-9737. Give us a call. You get a pair of tickets to tomorrow's bout. You can go anytime. It's 14? 16?
14. 14. Yay!
14 still. Bouts. I know.
I'm proud of you.
You guys are going to be tired after that. I'm just letting you know. You guys know
yes,
that.
Yes, we will.
We were tired after skating in the parade last Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about that a little bit.
It was beautiful. Fun. It was good fun. What is 3 miles of road skating? We had a few tricks going on.
Did you take your good skates out there, or did you take your secondaries?
I actually took my good skates. I took the wheels off of my secondary skates and skated with them like that.
You won. Can you hold on a second?
But I didn't wear my helmet.
Okay, can I mention your name on the air?
So, it was fun. I think we have a winner.
Hold on a second.
This is exciting.
I think we have a winner.
Somebody just called.
Days.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, Doug. You won. Congratulations. You're talking to Orangina as we speak. And this is really great. So, let's play some more music. Actually, you know what? Hanukkah starts tomorrow. So, we're going to start off with a Hanukkah song for this little bit of music here. And we'll go ahead and do They Might Be Giants. Feast of Lights.
Change tonight. Please be nice.
All right. Congratulations, Doug. You won. Good job, man.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. You got a River City Girl holla there. How many people have not been in Season's Beatings yet here?
Actually, I haven't. Frankie Phoenix.
Are you a little scared?
I'm not, because I've been playing with the Uncivil Warriors for
a little over a year now.
You are talking all day. All
right,
it's 14 bouts. I get to be in three of them.
Yeah.
I get to be in the naughty bout. Naughty versus nice. I'm on team naughty.
I like that a lot.
I'm on team nice.
I don't care about that right now. I want the naughty.
It's the contradiction. All the girls that signed up for naughty are the sweetest girls out there.
I know. So it's all like, hey, now's my time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Almost.
All right, so experienced bouters, Season's Beatings. You've been here. How many bouts have you had?
This is probably my fourth or fifth Season's Beatings.
Really? So are you're ready, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you do anything to prepare for that?
Honestly, I don't. I just get really excited about the refs versus skaters bout. Mm-hmm. I am the captain for the skaters, so.
It sounds like there's going to be some damage.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a good idea. I mean, sounds like a really touching moment for the holidays.
And you'd be surprised how much time the refs spend in the box.
Really?
They get so many penalties.
Because they probably get sick of y'all's crap, too. No offense. I mean, you know, whatever. But after this 10 p.m. thing, do you guys go party out and stuff? Or are you just like, I got to get a party tomorrow?
Yes.
You don't have to mention anything. You just need to unwind.
There is an after party, and it will be, you know, everybody who's at the bout is welcome to come party with us.
Wow. You guys are just like Energizer bunnies, really. I don't know why.
Yes,
except without the bass drum. It's the beat drum, if you will.
Beat.
Can we talk about the quilts more?
It will be cozy.
It will be cozy. I think it's real. Do you guys do a quilt every year, or do you?
This is our first time.
Interesting. So. Yeah. What inspired that? Any of y'all in the Red Hats or anything?
No. I think that one of our refs actually is quite the seamstress.
Okay.
And I think it was kind of her brainchild and her baby. Mm. And I'm absolutely impressed that it has gotten done.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
It's a lot of work.
Duh. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it. Is there any other things? So this is tomorrow, 10 a.m. And you wanted to say something.
Yes.
What?
We have one last surprise for you, Phil. We've actually have a little carol for you, if you'll let us sing it.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
So.
So, yes?
I composed a little 12 days of derby for you.
Okay.
12 hours of derby, because Season's Beatings is 12 hours long. So, we're just going to do the 12th hour of derby. Is that okay?
That's perfect. There's no swear words in there, right?
No.
Okay, good. I'm actually, this is a really nice Christmas present, I appreciate, or holiday present, because I'm a Festivus person myself. So, whenever you're ready. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
In the 12th hour of derby, RCR gave to me 12 bouts plus more, 11 vendors selling, 10 skaters hitting, 9 raffle prizes, 8 blockers crushing, 7th Season's Beatings, 8 refs a-calling, delicious food, 4 favorite beers, 3 local bands, 2 awesome jammers, and a grand day at Season's Beatings.
Yay!
Sorry!
Oh my god! That was amazing.
Yay!
You guys made my holiday. Thank you so much. And you know what? I just recorded that. So guess what?
Oh, no.
You and Judd.
Me and Judd. We're on the recording ticket. You guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you. Each one of you. And merry holiday.
Yes.
Let's go to Maliki Kaliki Maka.
rockabilly Christmas. It's a 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 rockabilly Christmas, gonna rock in the new year. The new year. All right, boys, play. Well, I'm going to meet my baby underneath the mistletoe. And if she got the Christmas spirit, oh, then we're gonna melt the snow. And if she's good this year, and Santa's gonna let her know. It's a rockabilly Christmas. It's a rockabilly Christmas. It's a rockabilly Christmas. Gonna rock in the new year. It's a rockabilly Christmas. It's a rockabilly Christmas. It's a rockabilly Christmas. Gonna rock in the new year.
All right, Jamie approves of Turducken. There you go. Hey, thanks River City Roller Girls for coming in. Appreciate it. And congratulations again to Doug. Right there was Rockabilly Christmas from an odd-looking album I have from Rhino Records that came out in 82, Shaped Like a Christmas Tree. And I can't really recall the name of the band right now, so whatever. And then we heard a little bit of Petty Buka and Mili Kiliki Maka. And I got to read some stuff, so let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. Now through December 14th, Socks for Inmates is collecting socks for people of the community incarcerated at the Richmond City Jail. The city does not provide this common necessity for inmates, and this time of year, the jails get pretty cold. New white socks in their original packaging can be dropped off at any of these locations. B-Sides, Thrift Boutique in Carytown, Books, Bikes, and Beyond in downtown Richmond, the Richmond Outreach Center at 5501 Midlothian Turnpike, and the Bainbridge Collective at 1300 Bainbridge Street. More details, including drop-off locations, are at Socks for Inmates Facebook page. Broadcast of WRAR is made possible in part by VCU Arts, a nationally ranked program featuring 16 visual design and performing arts departments and a campus in Qatar. arts.vcu.edu. WRAR's programming is partially underwritten by the Richmond Craft Mafia, presenting their 8th annual handmade holiday craft show at a new time and place, Saturday, December 8th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Artworks, 320 Hull Street, in Manchester. The Handmade Holiday features 50 independent crafters and designers from all over the Mid-Atlantic with gifts and goodies for everyone on your list. More information is available at richmondhandmadeholiday.com. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by the 8th Ghost of Pop Music Festival this Saturday, December 8th. There's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Gallery 5. Ghost of Pop 8 benefits Home Again, a nonprofit organization provide emergency and transitional shelters and other homelessness prevention programs. More information available at facebook.com/ghostofpop. WRAR is sponsored by Mekong Restaurant, pairing Vietnamese cuisine, Belgian beer, and American craft beer since 1995. Mekong Restaurant, 6004 West Broad Street, and on the web at mekongva.com. Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and special events. All right, I got another song in me, barely, and then Rainbow Minute, and then Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. So thank you guys for listening. Thanks, Roller Girls. Thanks, Judd, for being here and keeping it locked down in the studio room. I will be at Christmas on MacArthur tomorrow with Anna doing some beats from noon to 3. And then you can definitely tune in to River City Limits with Cece and I. We're having our annual Super Holiday Special Spectacular. It should prove to be insane.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell. was short of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
The Gay Vote, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. A study by Gary J. Gates of the Williams Institute, titled LGBT Vote 2012, considered the effect of the LGBT vote on the presidential election. The study used exit polling and Gallup Daily Tracking survey data. Exit polls suggested 5% of the electorate identified as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, with President Obama garnering 76% of that bloc's vote. Romney got 22%. One key finding suggests LGBT support for Obama in the swing states of Florida and Ohio was enough to alter the outcome of the election in those states in his favor. The study also suggests if Romney had garnered 51% of the LGBT vote, he would have won the battleground states of Florida, Ohio, and Virginia, with the Electoral College count being much closer. Obama 272, Romney 266. This suggests the gay vote can make a difference in close races. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Roland Winston.
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
We'll get an update on the latest. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, the death toll from this week's typhoon has surpassed 500. On Thursday, the Philippines Climate Change Commissioner broke down as he pleaded for negotiators to do more.
The death toll is rising. There is widespread devastation. Communication lines are down, power lines are down, and hundreds are missing. Hundreds are buried behind mud and debris.
And we'll look at the case of Muhammad Al-Ajmi, a Qatari poet sentenced to life in prison last week after writing a poem hailing the Arab Spring.
We are all Tunisia in the face of repressive elites. We are all Tunisia in the face of repressive elites. The Arab governments and who rules them are without exception thieves, thieves.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman, and we're broadcasting from Doha, Qatar, from the UN Climate Change Summit. A one-meter-high tsunami has hit Japan's northeast coast after a 7.3 magnitude earthquake. The earthquake hit in the same region badly hit by the March 2011 earthquake.